Welcome back to the Bruins pregame show. We're here with head coach Bruce Cassidy. Fans, great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. So, Bruce, a fairly quick turnaround here as you get ready for this round against Tampa. You know them well. What have you seen from them maybe in the round against Columbus that you try to give a message to your team?
Well, I think our team recognizes who we're playing, so there's not a whole lot there other than some, you know, maybe some details. Like this year, they have a third line that drives a lot of their intensity and energy. They come out, they start first, they come out after goals. So they're just playing behind you, trying to be a line that generates a little enthusiasm for the next couple of lines that come over the boards. I mean, they're offensive guys. We know them well enough. Kucherov, Point, they're going to be up there. So is Edmund and Sergachev. But, you know, Vasilevskiy, we've seen, traffic. Again, there's some leakiness there at times. So make sure we don't quit on pucks around the front of the net. And in order to do that, you got to get inside. So that's typically the message. I thought they played very well against Columbus. They had a bad second period there, and I think it was game five, but all in all, defended better maybe it did last year, or handled the physical play better than last year. But at the end of the day, they're a solid team like us, and it's going to take, a pretty good game for either side, to win.
No secret, Bruce, you mentioned it, you referenced it already, but it's adding some of the players that they did, whether it's Bogosian, Maroon, Goudreau, Coleman. I mean, these guys have some sandpaper to their game. They obviously had a need. How does that change their makeup overall? How do you see them now?
Well, then maybe they get away from being that run-and-gun team that, throws three lines at you that can all score. And it's more, it's two lines and a couple lines that are going to play behind you and try to establish puck territory. So it changes the approach of how you defend the line rushes versus, breaking pucks out. But at the end of the day, players – they recognize that fairly quickly, and you just got to play the guy across from you, whatever their makeup is. But understand that they're it appears they're much more willing to win a 3-2 game than maybe they have been in years past, and that's probably the biggest difference.
Ideally for you, you used Krug and Carlo a lot against Aho last series. How do you envision matching up against Point and Kucherov and Palat, if that's the line, D pair and forward line?
We may use the Charlie Z and Krug Carlo, depending on so one line doesn't get taxed. We'll see how it goes. I have faith in both pairs. Z has done a good job against Kucherov over the years. He plays his offside. Z's on the left side. And with his long stick, he can, kind of thwart a lot of those plays that Kucherov likes to make in tight. He gets out to that one timer with a stick. So that's been a good matchup for us in that regard. But we also trust Torrey and Carlo against good players. We saw it in last year's playoffs, saw it in the first round. So that's one we're going to sort of see how it rolls for us, see if they try to get away from it. I know in the years past they've double-shifted Kucherov to get him away from Z. We've got to be careful with Z's minutes. So at the end of the day, you're probably going to need a team approach anyway against that top line.
You guys had a lot of success in the regular season on the power play. But a couple of significant changes against Carolina as it rolled out, right, with Marshy in front and then keeping David Krejci there. Is that something you're going to keep? Is that more what Carolina did?
No, we're going to start with
success.
That. Yeah, we're going to start with that. I think Krejci did a really good job. It pushes Pasta to the other elbow at times. Not always. Krejci can play his offside, walk down there, make that play into the bumper to Berge. It moves Marshy to the front of the net, which, we've used both DeBrusk and Coyle, and I think Marshy has done a really good job. That's where he actually started for us, his net front, because he could recover loose pucks. He's willing to stand in there. Good hand-eye coordination for tips. So it's still – and it gets another one of your elite players on the ice. So it's really loading up one group with Krejci there. But at the end of the day, we like the way it performed. If it's made Krejci a better 5-on-5 player because he's getting more touches on the power play – that's going to help you as well. So it's something we always considered. We even discussed with them, but it kind of just evolved this series with the Pasternak injury. We stuck with it. It's worked, so we'll see how it goes.
Last question for you, Bruce. We talked last series before Carolina about how all the zones are important, but you mentioned the neutral zone was going to be really important. Where do you see the most importance here against Tampa?
I think a lot of it is when we're in their O zone, having a good high forward is going to be crucial this series simply because their D are coming. All of them come, maybe not Bogosian, but Sergachev, Shattenkirk, Hedman, McDonough, they're coming up the ice. Even Cernak gets up there. So if we get stuck, that's what happened in the round robin game. We gave up some line rushes and they get through the middle of the ice on us. But some of that was to do with our high forward didn't do a good job of being disciplined or taking a good angle when plays broke down. So that's going to be really important for us and our D not getting spread out. So that'll the our ozone play, when we lose possession of the puck, will bleed into our neutral zone defense. And if we don't have a good high forward, then I think you're going to see odd man rushes. I don't think that's going to work out well for us.
Thanks, Bruce. Good luck here tonight.
All right, thank you.
That's head coach Bruce Cassidy, Bruins and the Tampa Bay Lightning. Game one is next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.